T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett is joining us this morning on WBEN. The search for an apparent serial killer in Northern California. It's in the Stockton and Oakland area. At least 7 people shot since April of 2021. 6 were killed. There is 1 survivor. Brad, how did all of this come together as a possible serial killer case?
Well, according to the police chief in Stockton, they have ballistically linked each shooting. So in other words, whatever the shooter left at the scene, did he leave casings? Obviously, the trajectories that went into the victims would have been retrieved. They've been able to link them. So I think the combination of that and the what little CCTV I think they have or that they have released shows a potentially a lone shooter. I don't think they actually have him committing the shooting, but being close by either before or after. Because of what it appears to be the random nature of these shootings, it can make it a lot more difficult to potentially figure out who he might be. Serial killers, by their nature, tend not to be talkers. And so my guess is he's not on the internet bragging about what he's been doing. But we'll have to see. But my concern is, obviously, because serial killers partly are driven by compulsion to commit these acts, that he'll just continue to do it.
How rare is it to have a case that is put together and then all of a sudden you realize this could be a serial killer case we're talking about?
Well, statistically, not big. I mean, I don't even know how you come up with a stat, but some of the crime experts that I follow talk about that they're someplace between 100 and 120 serial killers at any given time in the country. Now, we don't hear about that number, right? So I'm not sure where that comes from. But the point being, they do pop up occasionally. And you know, this one, as I mentioned earlier, has the earmarks of being difficult to solve unless they get lucky.
And there's real fear in that area, right? Because these are happening at night, involving people that were out alone.
Exactly. And it will change the pattern of how people lead their lives. I mean, I can only tell you, living in D.C. when I was still in the FBI, actually investigating the D.C. sniper case, I even changed some of my patterns, where I pump gas, how I pump gas, because the number of the shootings were at gas stations. Because you're talking about, in that case, a sniper from a distance away, you'd have no idea you were about to get shot. And I don't think these victims did either, despite the fact I'm going to assume it's a handgun and it's coming up behind them and shooting them in the back.
We talk a lot of times after, you know, certain crimes about the copycat effect and right. Something like that. Do you think there's a different but somewhat similar thing playing out here? You know, Brad, you go on Netflix and the top show is a Jeffrey Dahmer show, and it seems like more and more we're seeing these, you know, dramatizations of serial killers. They're increasingly popular. Are you worried at all about that, you know, quote unquote copycat effect kind of coming, even though it's not a recent crime, but just seeing this more and more in more media, that it might create this type of killer?
Well, maybe. Serial killers are far different than mass shooters that the three of us have talked about at length, obviously, because we do have them with more regularity. But I think that people who have this sort of dark thinking, but sort of in a way, sort of more long-term thinking about what they're doing and the time spread out, sometimes weeks, months, and even years for some people, it's a different thing. Now, if you were so inclined to be one of these people and you see all the publicity that the Stockton shooter appears to be getting. Could that be a motivation? Maybe. I mean, the reality is human beings appear to be attracted to bizarre, violent things, whether they're shootings, whether they're buildings falling down, whatever it might be, it's an attraction. And to your point, that's why you see so much of this stuff on television and in the streaming services.
I feel like, too, that serial killers study each other, right? They know the each other's past. I mean, they seem to crave this attention.
You know, if you look at Ted Bundy for a second, you know, he was, you know, a suspect early on in a number of cases, but no evidence to prove that he did it until he became really super sloppy in Florida. And that's what actually got him caught. So, you know, the question is, you know, not knowing the mental or mindset of this particular person, you know, are they enough together from a mental health standpoint just to continue on? I mean, obviously a number of, I mean, look at Joseph DeAngelo, the Golden State Killer. I mean, his victims were like back in the 80s, and he just got caught in the last few years. And so, yes, they can blend in life. They can keep going. I mean, this guy could be, he could have a family. He could have a job and just go about his day. I mean, there's been a number of them that worked full time and went out and stalked people when they weren't at work.
When you're kind of looking at this situation in particular, having this information now out into the public that they're looking for a serial killer, does that do anything to help the investigation at all?
Well, I mean, one of the keys is not to sensationalize these type of events, but inform, because the better awareness of people, at least it increases the possibility you're going to get lucky with a clue. If, in fact, he commits another murder, but somebody just happens to remember a surveillance photograph saying, well, I saw a guy that looked exactly like that around the time of the most recent murder in the same neighborhood where the murder occurred. And maybe through that, you can track through cameras located in the city this guy going a particular direction, getting into a particular vehicle. It's all of those little things that potentially catch these guys, besides what I mentioned earlier, just getting more brazen and sloppy in the way they're doing it, and they leave more clues. But no, these are, you know, these are extremely difficult crimes sometimes to solve. And as we've talked about, they can really terrorize a community.
Brad, thank you. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.